Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Well, it has been nearly a month since I posted my last blog, and I was beginning to feel like I was not missed. But recently, a few of you assured me that my blogging is not in vain, so I'm back at it again. So let me first inform you that the funeral services for William Elliott has been tentatively scheduled to be held at Flag Branch at 11 o'clock a.m. Friday, September the 14th. If the family proceeds with this schedule, I'm asking as many members as possible and able to sing, help make up the choir for that service. I was pleased to see all of the support and prayers during the revival week. Not only did you support the revival, but you came together to support the families and funeral services of Sister Frances Walls and Mazelle Miller. It was a very busy week. After our revival, we visited 9 more churches in support of their revivals. The only revivals left for us to visit are at Friendship and Christian Mission this month. Thanks to your donations, we were able to provide 17 children with $25 each to purchase back-to-school items. I'm always glad when we do such things as this. The young adults have been rehearsing for their young adult day coming up on the 4th Sunday and will be practicing tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Let's come out and be sure to give them our support. Flag Branch will host a minister's workshop on Saturday morning, September the 22nd. We will be providing a hearty breakfast for them to enjoy. The Flag Branch Men Fellowship will have their next breakfast Saturday, October the 6th, in the Fellowship Hall. We are planning on finishing the ramp to the Fellowship Hall and following up on other plans we have discussed. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Living While We Wait. Salvation is a promise made by the Lord that will be fulfilled upon His return. In the meantime, we must live and wait upon that time until that time comes. It is important how we live as we wait because it demonstrates our readiness to enter the kingdom of God. The Apostle Peter tells us to commit ourselves wholly unto the Lord and to live as obedient children, being careful not to fall back into the ways we were living prior to receiving Christ as our Savior. We must be alert and determined to live in accordance to God's will and patiently wait for our redemption. We are exiled, but not abandoned or forgotten. So let us live as we wait for the Lord's return as the children of God He expects us to be. I invite you to listen to the sermon again and leave a comment. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you all Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.